This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and to our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, and why you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. When power comes back up, we'll tell you how to follow us over there, too. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the program out, our number one is our good friend, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's it feel to be back in your own bed?
Well, it feels pretty good. Yeah, back in California tonight.
Back in the CA. Yeah, well, we'll get into that. I'm not so sure that's such a good thing either. But are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out right now with what our president had to say. This was his farewell address. I'm going to be playing excerpts of this through the course of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to give you a little touch here. The first minute of his speech leaving the White House yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
My fellow Americans, 4 years ago we launched a great national effort to rebuild our country, to renew its spirit, and to restore the allegiance of this government to its citizens. In short, we embarked on a mission to make America great again for all Americans. As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more. This week we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck, a very important word. I'd like to begin by thanking just a few of the amazing people who made our remarkable journey possible. First, let me express my overwhelming gratitude for the love and support of our spectacular First Lady, Melania. Let me also share my deepest appreciation to my daughter, Ivanka, my son-in-law, Jared, and to Baron, Don, Eric, Tiffany, and Lara. You fill my world with light and with joy. I also want to thank Vice President Mike Pence, his wonderful wife Karen, and the entire Pence family. Thank you as well to my Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, the dedicated members of the White House staff, and the cabinet and all of the incredible people across our administration who poured out their heart and soul to fight for America.
All right, well, I'm going to stop it there. But, Kyle, he pretty much hit the home run right off the bat by saying what he said. Now, during the course of his 19-minute and 47-second speech, not once did he mention Joe Biden. Did you notice that?
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, folks, you can sit there and cry, and you can sit there and go boo-hoo, wah-wah. You can sit there and be mad and be angry and be whatever. But this is America. And we've been through this before, and I've been through this before when Barack Obama got elected. And we, Frank Salvato and I, the leaders in the country. Why? Because Frank went up against Barack Obama in Chicago, in Illinois, not once but twice before he moved down here to Florida with the Republican Party up there. He was besides being a retired firefighter, he worked diligently in the Republican Party up in the Chicago, Illinois area. And Kyle, we told the people about Barack Obama, the imposter.
Well, you know,
by the way, we didn't mention anything about the birth certificate either, so that nobody can ever say that about it.
Well, I mean, there's so many things about Obama, his policies, Obama, his thought, all this stuff, yeah, that you can go on for that for a long, long time to talk about his ideas and ideology. But, and you mentioned, Captain, of course, you know about President Trump's farewell address. Well, of course, he's talking about the accomplishments. He goes on to talk about them, you know, of course, at length. But here's the thing. You've got that now as a historical reference point.
I've got 78 pages of his accomplishments. It would take me a month every day of mentioning, you know, just one paragraph of accomplishments at a time. It would take me 1 month to get them all out there.
Well, sure, and the president just talked about, you know, things that would help all Americans, and that's really what President Trump's policies were all about. He, of course, was a Republican, or ran as a Republican, and it was a Republican administration, but really when that rising tide begins to lift all the boats, it's palpable across the country, and what will, I think what we'll begin to see now and feel very, very strongly is the fact that the policies will shift, people will be disproportionately affected by it,
yep.
And it's not going to work out very well, unfortunately.
Hold that thought. And by the way, folks, 2 years is the midterms. This fall, November, is the local elections. You need to get involved. You need to start taking part and do something rather than sit on your hands and tell me how bad things are. Get out there and do something about it. You are in control of your own destiny.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I sit here in Tampa, Florida, where it's a little bit chilly again tonight. We're going to have another cold morning, but nothing like what it's like up above there, up around the Great Lakes and whatnot. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and I took a Relief Factor at lunchtime today, which is, I was over at Mission Barbecue over on West Water Street, and a couple of people that were there wanted to know if I had any extra Relief Factor because they were having a little discomfort themselves, and I gave one to a friend of mine, Bill, and I believe Bill, in about 30 minutes or so, felt so much better, he wanted to know how to order the stuff. So there you go. That's what happens, folks. And again, if you're suffering from inflammation, if you've got pain that you just can't seem to get rid of, low-grade pain or any other type of pain, Relief Factor and its ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 will go right straight to the source of the pain and the inflammation, and it will work. It will work. I've been taking it for a little bit more than 5 years now. Now, it's 100% drug-free. There is no narcotics in this. It's all healthy for you. And it supports a healthy response to the body's inflammation and decreases the discomfort by supporting healthy joints and muscles. It's also a healing agent that helps you to heal. Now, the initial product, the three-week quick start, to see if it'll work for you, costs $19.95. And that's what it costs for the three-week quick start. And what I tell people is try the three-week quick start. It's $20, and if it works for you, fine. You know you got something that'll work. If it doesn't, then you're only out $20. And I've yet to have anybody tell me, oh, the product didn't work. I've had people say, man, this is great. I've told all my friends about it. Okay, fine. Here's what you do. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start. Give it a try. After all you got to lose is pain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, before we move along here and get to one of our favorite question answers on the telephone, I want to remind everybody that it's not the end of the world. Okay, and to all the people that were out there yesterday with the tin hats on going, well, there's going to be a big thing tomorrow and the military is going to step up and, oh, they're going to declare martial law and, oh, they're going to this, they're going to that. I cannot believe those morons, and I'm going to call them what I think they are, those morons were out there doing that again when it absolutely wasn't even close to being the truth. There was that damn internet rumor crap out there. Some of it's actually started by the Democrats to get people to act and talk like a bunch of fools, and some of them fell for it, and they were spreading it all over the internet. Well, it ain't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, and there's not going to be anything like that. And you're right, Captain. A lot of times you're going to have people who agitate or who are agent provocateurs trying to start something like that. But here's how we deal with the Biden administration. That, of course, is going to be on policy. It's going to be on ideas.
Yep.
And, you know, Captain, they're going to paint themselves in a corner on so many things.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to be here. We're going to be talking about the substantive issues of these things, and that's how you change things.
And every day during the show, we're going to take one segment, and we're going to read a list of accomplishments of President Trump and just put it out there as we hear what Joe Biden may do about this or may do about that. And we'll say, okay, here's what we got. Let's see what we get next. All right, let's go to the phone. And on the phone line, we have the one, the only, the informidable, the fantastic and amazing... Uh-huh. You ready? Mike in Clearwater. Yes,
well, you know
sir.
What,
Mike in Clearwater.
Really
yeah. All right, there you go. Okay.
Thank you so much, Captain.
No, thank the people.
Kyle,
thank the people outside my window.
Oh, well, thank you to everybody.
Go on.
But okay, Professor, you know, we have a situation where a new president will be sworn in and just out a few hours from now. Now, he's got a bit of a problem, right? Now, you've got the radical Democrats that are going to demand things. They've already started to demand things. I think BLM said something about, you know, we helped you get you elected, so, you know, we...
They want reparations for all the black people.
Right, this, that, and the other. So it's already started, Kyle. So the question is, now I know that there are friends of ours on the other side that are good, decent people, the reasonable Democrats, as I like to call them. And these people have to basically be a firewall to make sure that these extremist, left, crazy, kooky agenda things don't go through. But now, doesn't that put Biden in a pinch? Because if he doesn't do what the extreme left wants, then they'll get mad at him. And if he does do some of the things that they want, the reasonable Democrats will get mad at him. So he's kind of like in the middle of a sandwich in between two pieces of bread. How's he going to navigate this, Kyle? I'd like to see what your thoughts on that are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yes, I do think that Biden is going to be in quite a bind, as it were, trying to please all of these disparate elements. Of course, these disparate elements came together for one singular purpose, and that was, of course, to unseat Donald Trump out of the White House. That's the one thing perhaps they can agree on. But if we've even noticed how a lot of the cabinet has rounded out, it hasn't pleased or been there really to please the very far
left. There's no guarantee all those people that are up for cabinet positions are going to get in.
Well, of course, but just the very act of naming them in, to some degree is actually angering those on the far left. So what I think will happen is we'll continue to hear a lot of lip service for the far left. There will be some of these things that are going to come in. Like, for example, if you get Bernie Sanders as the in charge of the Senate Budget Committee, that is going to do enormous damage to our nation, and to our economy. But it's going to be a day by day thing. But we're going to see Biden, I think, basically trying to sell a lot of stuff that nobody wants to buy, and at the same time try to placate those who are, you know, not quote unquote on the far left, but more moderate.
All right. Now, yesterday, the two new senators from Georgia came in to Washington, D.C. On her last official act, Kelly Loeffler gave her check, last check she received as a U.S. senator, directly to the Capitol Hill Police Department.
Mm-hmm. Well,
to help with their people that were injured, because what we're not hearing that there were around 100 police officers that were injured, some seriously and some not so seriously. And of course, we had two officers that died, one that died there because of injuries sustained, and another one that probably suffered from PTSD and was seen on a video opening a gate so people could get in, and I think that he probably figured that his days were numbered as far as his job after that, but we'll see. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, before we get going here, I want to announce for all our listeners down there in Palm Beach in South Florida, Leo and Company, that there's going to be a major Trump rally today along Southern Boulevard coming out of the Palm Beach International Airport. When the president lands there, making his last trip on Air Force One, which I'm not sure what that'll be called, on the trip back down to West Palm Beach. But when the plane lands and his car caravan comes out of there to take him to Mar-a-Lago, they're going to come out Southern Boulevard and head right straight on down to Mar-a-Lago. Well, people are going to be lined up all along that street from the airport all the way to Mar-a-Lago, and we're talking thousands of people. So I have a directive here from the group that's putting this together, and they're telling people, please get there early, because if you show up after 10 a.m., the president's supposed to be landing around noontime, 1 o'clock or thereabouts down there. If you show up after 10 a.m., more than likely there will be nowhere to park, and you'll have to either walk or ride a bike or whatever for miles to get to some sort of spot where you can stand along Southern Boulevard and wave a Trump flag or wave a sign or wave an American flag or whatever you want to do. This is going to be, as they say, huge.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. And, you know, of course, that's all organic support. That's not something that has to be ginned up. That's not something from the TV people.
That's the groundswell level. Yep.
Exactly. And as far as the president flying down there on Air Force One, as long as Joe Biden hasn't been inaugurated yet by 12:01 p.m., the president's call sign would remain Air Force One. Otherwise, it would likely change to Special Air Mission with the tail number of the aircraft.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. And I've got a great report from Cousin Vinny up in Tennessee. He says, HC, no China subs yet. Okay. Keep up the good work there, Cousin Vinny. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 members of the National Guard sent to Washington to help secure Wednesday's inauguration have been sent home following a vetting process. Defense Department officials say two had expressed anti-government sentiments on social media, with the other 10 being removed for a variety of reasons. General Daniel Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, says the troops were sent home out of an abundance of caution.
We work very closely with law enforcement, and if there's any identification or anything whatsoever that needs to be looked into, out of an abundance of caution, we automatically pull those personnel off the line and make sure that they're not part of the mission set. And in certain cases, we make sure that we get them sent home.
And Senator Richard Burr says the Justice Department has told him that he will not face charges for alleged insider trading. The North Carolina Republican has been under investigation for stock sales Burr made in the days before markets dropped because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce. And by the way, a big shout out to all my brother and sister firefighters out there tonight. And I hope you're staying warm and not staying warm because you're at a house fire somewhere. Because I always wonder when the temperatures get really cold and people start doing stupid stuff. Like, by the way, if you have a chimney, all right, and you have a fireplace, you need to clean that puppy out before you use it every year. And there's a way to do it without just having to hire a chimney sweep, which they're becoming very extinct with these creosote logs that you can use. So you can do that and some other different things, too. But please be careful. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, is the spelling of the name. Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And I've been with them for 15 years. I've been very happy. Had to use them a couple times, and they've been right there for me when I needed to use them. Didn't cost me any more from my policy or any of that sort of stuff. And because anything that happened was not my fault. Like, for example, the last time I got hit with a big softball-sized rock in a windshield, and boy, did it do a job in a passenger side of my windshield. They replaced it, no questions asked. And because I used Auto Glass America, I got $100 back in the palm of my hand. Now, you can cover your car, the truck that you're driving. You can also, if you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, a boat, you can get all that covered. But the way you really save money is to bundle the policy with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy, too. And I'm telling you, that'll save you a bunch of money. So check them out online. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And never forget,
to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to play about 90 seconds again of the president's farewell address yesterday. So here we go.
I also want to take a moment to thank a truly exceptional group of people, the United States Secret Service. My family and I will forever be in your debt. My profound gratitude as well to everyone in the White House military office, the teams of Marine One and Air Force One, every member of the armed forces, and state and local law enforcement all across our country. Most of all, I want to thank the American people. To serve as your president has been an honor beyond description. Thank you for this extraordinary privilege, and that's what it is, a great privilege and a great honor. We must never forget that while Americans will always have our disagreements, we are a nation of incredible, decent, faithful, and peace-loving citizens who all want our country to thrive and flourish and be very, very successful and good. We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny. 4 years ago, I came to Washington as the only true outsider ever to win the presidency. I had not spent my career as a politician, but as a builder looking at open skylines and imagining infinite possibilities.
Now, let's stop it right there, Kyle, because I'm going to mention something here. I have the Trump administration accomplishments right here in front of me. And the first section you come to is the unprecedented economic boom. Are you ready?
Yes.
Before the China virus invaded our shores, which I believe was intentionally set to us to try to destroy what President Trump had done, because he was in line to just absolutely walk away with a huge second-term victory. Now, we built the world's most prosperous economy. You agree with that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Here's what I'll mention. America gained 7 million new jobs, more than three times the government experts' projections from the business from the beginning. The middle-class family income increased nearly $6,000, more than five times the gains during the entire previous administration. The unemployment rate reached an all-time low of 3.5%, the lowest in half a century. Over 40 months in a row with more job openings than job hirings was achieved. More Americans reported being unemployed, or I'm sorry, being employed than ever before, nearly 160 million. Jobless claims also hit a nearly 50-year low. And the number of people claiming unemployment insurance as a share of the population hit its lowest on record. By the way, incomes rose in every single metro area in the United States for the first time in nearly three decades. What an accomplishment. Just the first paragraph I come to, the first paragraph, and I got 78 pages.
well, again, I mean, and that in and of itself, Captain, what you just read off there was an amazing boon for the American people. And the president talks about the American people. He talked about, in that clip you played, essentially the exceptionalism of our nation, the American people, and why America is great. But unfortunately, the incoming administration is really sort of backed up by this notion that America is not great, it's broken. They had to tell you what's wrong with America, why America is bad in so many respects. But we found, Captain, that so many of the things that that can hamper our nation are really dealt with very well when people are being successful, when they're prosperous. Doesn't matter their ethnicity, the color of their skin. If you have that rising tide lifting all the boats, we tend to focus on the things that bring us together. Unfortunately, we have a lot of folks coming into real political power now that just want to focus on the things that divide us, because that seems to help them stay in political power. It's very sad.
Now, today, in hour number four, I have the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, my friend Colonel Jim, coming on. And I'm going to say something to him that he may not like, but then again, he may appreciate where I'm coming from. Donald Trump came out yesterday when asked and made a comment to somebody. It got back through his people that he didn't. He was asked about, well, what do you think about the idea of starting a Patriot Party? And he liked the idea. He liked the name. So let me just tell you, folks, the president is headed back to Mar-a-Lago. He'll be there this afternoon as he contemplates what his next move is going to be. Let's call it the post-presidency Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States, and Kamala Harris will be the first female vice president. That's quite an accomplishment in itself, considering where she came from and the means that she used to get up, move up the ladder. We all know what that is, and I'm not going to go there. But the thing of it is we have got a system of checks and balances in this country. And for anybody to sit there and go, oh, we're done, we're over, they're going to have this, they're going to have that. No, the only way they're going to have all that is if we don't get involved now at the local level and start at the beginning from the ground up instead of the top down, which is how it all works. All politics is local. If we don't do that and take control of the situation where we have the most power, then shame on every one of us.
Well, you know, Captain, you have so many on the left and then just in the Democrat Party and in general, but they work at that local level. That's their job. And
yeah.
So what has to happen is we have to have an in-kind response to that. And even so, and I'll bring this up real briefly, you know, with Eric Swalwell, that whole controversy, that's all based on, from what we understand from the reports, of Chinese government influence into local level politics, building for the future, quote unquote.
That's she was involved in his campaign locally in the district in California. That's how that all got around. And then she got introduced to people and started to filter around and started to become involved with other people, too. And, you know, that's when the jig was up, so to speak. But anyway, here's the deal, okay? And I said something to one of my Republican friends. Actually, I got a phone call yesterday from I don't know who it was. It was either the Republican National Congressional Committee or Senate or something. One of those outfits called me and said, we have a little survey we'd like to ask you. Would you like to take the survey? So they asked me some questions. They said, are you happy with the Republican Party? I says, no. They said, well, what can we do to be any different? And I said, well, you need to, first of all, deliver what you promise. No more of this nonsense where we hear we're going to get this, that, and the other stuff, and we're going to stop this and stop that, and then you people in Washington, D.C. cave. Well, here we go, coming to the break. But the fact of the matter is I said, you can't tell somebody you're going to do something and then not do it. The Democrats, and then I told this woman, I said, the Democrats are about to give everybody, $1,400 on top of the $600 they got, promising the $2,000. That's how they won Georgia. That's how they're sitting in the White House. Think about it. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Hope everybody's doing good, and thank you for standing on that wall for the rest of us. We'd be there if we could help you, but we're certainly there in spirit. All right, the Flying J and the Pilot Travel Centers bring you this portion of the program called the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to get right to it. We're going to get a little patriotic tonight. Here's some Toby Keith to start it out.
Ours, and we're in cotton, weed, and grow.
United America, Toby Keith. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, that gets me going every time I hear it.
Yeah, that is really a good one. Absolutely. Yeah, I you're right.
Yep. It's all about America in this program, all about we the people. And again, you people need to understand, and I don't need to repeat this over and over again. To some of you, I do, because you still don't get it. I still get the boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor me, can't do this, you're going to do that. Cut the crap! You're in charge of your own destiny. Get out there and do something about it, and guess what? The way you do it is by getting involved at the local level and your political level. Now, if you've got a candidate that's going to run for office, and you already know it, how about trying supporting the candidate, Kyle, and not the party?
Well, exactly right, because the party represents something perhaps a little different, but the candidate is accountable to you, the voter.
Yep. Now, let me start with the weather here. Otherwise, we're going to just keep on going on this, and I don't want to do that. All right. Several rounds of thunderstorms repeating over the same locations may result in localized flash flooding through Wednesday night in southeastern California and southwest Arizona. High winds may down trees and power lines in portions of California, Montana, Colorado, and Wyoming into Wednesday. By the way, still got snow in the Great Lakes. Lake effect snow machine upstate New York still there. Snows in the mountains of West Virginia. Virginia and Pennsylvania over there in the western part of Pennsylvania up around State College. And Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, we'll start tonight in southern Arizona. We've got a flash flood watch that is coming across Interstate 8.
Get the boat out, Debbie.
That's right. So if you're coming across the Sonoran Desert area as you head west towards California, out of the Tucson or Phoenix area, you can encounter this flash flood watch as you head towards Yuma. That flash flood watch continues on into southern California, very southern tip of California there. And, of course, the high winds are here. I'm back in Orange County now, so I can attest to that.
Yahoo!
We're getting some big winds. That's for sure. That's going to be with us here for a little bit longer. But we've got high wind warnings all up the southern coast of California, also into the central part of California as well, out of the Bakersfield area. And as you travel up 99 and travel up Interstate 5, we also have an air quality alert going on tonight in California. You mentioned up in Montana, that's right, high wind warnings going on up there tonight. Great Falls along I-15. That also is going to encompass, looks like, down into the Big Timber, Great Cliff area as you travel along I-90 there in southern Montana. Up on 4th of July Pass tonight, Captain, we've got reports of wet pavement. Also, watch for patchy freezing fog in that area. Of course, that's near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, as you come across I-90. Also, high wind warning. This is going to be in the Cody, Wyoming area. And also, of course, high winds persist along I-25 and I-80. This is going to be near south of Casper, Wyoming, also Cheyenne and Laramie, and heading west out towards Elk Mountain as you travel along I-80. And down the I-25 corridor, we've got high wind warnings going through the Fort Collins, also down through Denver, a little bit south of Denver tonight there on the weather map, Captain.
All right. Well, we're going to start in Texas tonight, folks, because if you're going out east of El Paso and you're headed out there towards the junction of I-20 and I-10, in the higher elevations going over towards Pecos on 20 and going over towards Alpine and Fort Stockton on 10, you are going to have winter weather conditions to drive. There is snow. There is a mixture of sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures are in the 30s down around freezing, so you're getting all of the above in those areas, all the way from Presidio down on the border, all the way up to Carlsbad, New Mexico, straight line north-south. And then it's about 50 miles worth of that kind of driving tonight in Texas on I-20 and I-10 in the areas that I just told you about. Now, moving along and going up into the Great Lakes right now, you've got some high winds on Lake Huron, high winds on Lake Michigan, some high winds along the shoreline in Lake Huron as well. You do have some snow up in the upper northern part of Michigan, up there, not in the upper peninsula, but up in the northern part of Michigan. Some of our listeners up there might be in it. You've got some snow The western part of Michigan, right there along Lake Michigan, the east side of Lake Michigan, but the western side of Michigan on down to the Indiana border. Got some unsettled weather conditions all the way tonight from Toledo, Ohio, all along the lake, I-90, I-80, and then when I-80 goes down into Pennsylvania, you'll get away from it. But I-90 all the way to Ripley, all the way to Dundee, all the way to just south of Buffalo, lake effect snow, again, coming off the lake because of the way the wind is blowing right now out of the west. You also have got up in northern New York from right about Brewerton, just north of Oneida Lake, all the way to Watertown, up and down I-81 again. But over in the Tug Hill Plateau, boy, oh boy, oh boy, Kyle, they had almost 4 feet of snow over the weekend. It's still snowing.
Wow.
Yep, still snowing. And lake effect snow just getting dumped on in that area right now. Now, you do have some winter driving conditions if you're in West Virginia, coming out of West Virginia. Looks like if you're going up I-79, you're going to have it going up that way. And if you're going up towards State College, Pennsylvania, you're going to have it going up 119 and the higher elevations in the central western part of Pennsylvania. Now, we do have some gale winds right now off the coast of North Carolina. Wilmington, you're in it. Chesapeake Bay all the way on up towards Long Island tonight. We're going to have some windy conditions. But that's about it there, Kyle. That's about it for the weather. So don't forget, folks, pull on into the Flying J or the Pilot Travel Centers, truck stops, largest truck stops in the country. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Remember, if you join the Drivers Club, folks, you'll get points for the food you eat, the diesel you buy, put in your trucks, and anything you buy in the store. And that adds up real quick, doesn't it, Kyle?
It really does. And there are other amenities as well. There also, the Wi-Fi captain is something they can sign up for, because that is so important when you pull in and they have access to quality Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Some of the trucks have satellites in them, so they don't need to worry about that. But other trucks don't. They want to use their laptops. Okay, folks. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we're coming back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, and she is going to tell you what you need to hear.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.